Welcome, spiritual warriors. Ephesians 6:12 through 18 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." Our spiritual formation verse comes from Genesis 27. "He will pray for you and you shall live." This story is about Abimelech, Abraham, and his wife Sarah. Abraham falsely assumed Abimelech to be a wicked man and lied to him about his relationship with his wife Sarah. The Lord intervened by revealing the truth to Abimelech because of his plan to make a nation out of Abraham and Sarah. God is always making things good out of our sinful actions that still carry heavy consequences we all have to live with.
And yet,
he used Abraham to restore the king's legacy to him, which also showed the king that Abraham's God was a God of ultimate power. Abraham is bestowed in the New Testament to have faith that is credited to him as righteousness. This momentary lapse didn't alter God's view of him. We should have confidence that God still delights in our prayers. Even when we struggle with fear and doubt, our honesty and prayer will bring healing, strengthening our faith.
Hi, I'm Tyler. I'm a senior and I have attended the school since first grade. This week's attribute is God is a miracle worker. Its definition is one who performs unexplainable and supernatural acts. 1 Chronicles 16:18 through 21 states, "Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced." Psalm 77, 11-14 says, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God?"
Father, we praise you that you are a miracle worker, one who performs unexplainable and supernatural acts. We praise you for bringing miracles into our lives, Lord. We praise you for getting to witness these miracles. We praise you for the miracles of our children and our friends and our family. God, I just confess that sometimes we don't recognize the miracle, and just like the Israelites did in the wilderness, that we are quick to dismiss the miracles that you're providing for us each and every day. Lord, you love us so much and you are a miracle worker, and I pray that we would see your miracles and we would recount them to one another and remember them. I pray specifically that we would do that this year more and more amongst ourselves, to encourage one another with the good ways and your good ways on our behalf. God, we thank you for the miracle of our school. We thank you for the ways that you have worked in past leadership, in current leadership, and in the leadership to come. We thank you for the opportunity we get to have in this moment, in this time, to contribute to this school and to our children and to our families and friends, Lord, and the ways that you're using us to build this school up. We just thank you so much for that. And now we pray for our own children, our friends, our families, whoever we want. In the pause, fill in the blank. From Ephesians 3:20, "Lord, because you are able to do immeasurably more than all asks or imagine, according to your power that is at work within them, to you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
This week we pray for student behavior. May students from our school be diligent in their schoolwork, respect their teachers, and honor their parents and those in their homes.
Our concluding question for the day: what does God reveal himself to be? He is the Lord, the great I Am, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. He is the creator and the ruler of all that is seen and unseen. See the scriptures, Exodus 3:14, John 8:58, 2 Corinthians 13:14, and Psalm 19:1. May the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Have a great week.